Will Gallows and the Snake-Bellied Troll, written by Derek Kilty and read by Daniel Hill.
Chapter 1. Gathering Storm. Tying up my horse, Moonshine, I walked slowly toward Orrtown's sheriff's office. A display of wanted posters, a grisly gallery of wart-covered trolls and bulbous-eyed goblins hung pinned to a notice board beside the office door. I plucked off the ugliest troll, rolling him up. Then, taking a deep breath, I pushed open the door. Inside, the fat sheriff, a tin star pinned to his chest, was lounging with his feet up on the desk, and both he and a whiptail goblin in the corner cell seemed to be having a competition to see who could snore the loudest. Nerves gripped me, and I hesitated, feeling my heart hammer against my ribcage. I thought about leaving, but realized that wouldn't get me answers, and I wanted answers more than I wanted anything else on the rock. I took a seat, staring at the soles of the sheriff's boots, and waited. When the sheriff finally woke, he pushed up the brim of his hat and scowled at me. I unrolled the wanted poster of the ugly snake-bellied troll on the table. It read, "Wanted, dead or alive, Noose Worm Works, generous reward." The sheriff glanced at it.
"Just take it, kid. Most folks don't even ask," he growled.
"Then get lost." "It's not the poster I want, Sheriff Slugmarsh," I replied. I need some information."
"Information? What sort of information?"
"Whatever you can tell me about this murdering snake belly." Slugmarsh belched loudly, tipping his hat back down over his eyes. A broad grin snaked its way across his face.
"Why? Are you going to bring him in for me?"
"Yes," I replied, struggling to keep my voice steady. The grin dropped off his face quicker than a rock bat off a mine tunnel roof. "I'm riding out after him," I went on. "I'm no killer, though. I'll be bringing him in alive." Slugmarsh pulled his legs off the desk and sat up to gawk at me. Then he laughed loudly, choking on his amusement, and spluttered and spat, trying to catch his breath. I'd figured he'd do that. I sat silently, waiting for him to finish.
"You're crazy, kid! Go back to school before I call the truancy goblin!"
"I'm almost 14, I said, deepening my voice. "I don't go to school. Quit school to take up bounty slaying?" "Pretty much, though I prefer bounty seeker. Like I said, I'm no killer." Slugmarsh sat forward, reached into a drawer, and pulled out a bottle of Boggart's Breath whiskey. He took a long sweep before slamming it onto the table, squashing a bug. To my bewilderment, the sheriff then drew his six-shot blaster and pointed it directly at me.
"If I thought for a second you were playing me for an idiot, boy..."
I felt my heart gallop even faster inside my chest, and I raised my hands defensively. "All I want is some information." Slugmarsh reholstered the gun and took another swig of liquor. He stood up and trudged over to check on the corner cell. The goblin still slept soundly on the lower bunk. I was sure I detected a jealous look on Slugmarsh's face. When he sat down again, he asked,
"You got a name?"
"Gallows. Will Gallows."
"Gallows. I had a deputy named a Gallows. My pa."
I stiffened as Slugmarsh leaned forward like he was inspecting me. His mouth dropped open, and I saw a gold tooth glint among a mouthful of broken and missing teeth. His breath smelled of old socks.
"You're Gallows' boy?"
"Yes, sir."
"Well, now."
Slugmarsh took off his hat and swept a few sweaty strands of white hair up over his bald head until they looked like a bunch of scorched tangleweed clinging to a rock.
"Last time your pa brought you in here, you were only half the size you are now."
He paused, dropping his eyes.
"Reckon it was around this time last year when he took a trowel bullet and was killed in the gunfight at Pike's Ridge."
"Murdered," I corrected. Slugmarsh nodded slowly.
"He was a good deputy, best I ever..."
"I know," I broke in. I preferred not to talk about it. It was too painful. Slugmarsh took a deep breath.
"Noose and his cronies came out of nowhere that morning."
"I heard Pa shouted for cover. It wasn't there. He was let down,"